हरे कृष्ण। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जान वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जान वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। माधव कुंज बिहारी वल्लभ, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय राधा माधव, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय राधा माधव, जय राधा माधव, राधा माधव जय राधा माधव। जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी, राधा वृंदावन बिहारी, राधा वृंदावन बिहारी, जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी, बिहारी राधा वृंदावन। जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी, राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे। जयो जयो प्रभुपाद 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 जयो जयो प्रभुपाद नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि बोल नितय गौर प्रेमानंदी श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण की श्रील प्रभुपाद की समस्त उपस्थित भक्त वृंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो पंकज नाभाय नमो पंकज मालिने नमो पंकज नेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रये। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट 6। दिस इज अ प्रोज, इट्स नॉट अ पोएट्री, सो आई जस्ट रीड द वर्स। देयर वोंट बी एनी रिसाइटेशन बिकॉज ऑफ द प्रोज। It's a long verse, long prose. Samprachatsu nana yageshu virachitanga kriyeshu apurvam yattat kriyafalam dharmakhyam pare brahmani yagya purushe sarvadevata linganam mantranam artha niyama kataya shakshat kartari paradevatayam bhagavati vasudeva eva भावयमाना आत्मनैपुण्य मृदित कषायो हविषु अधवर्युभिर् ग्रहमानेषु स यजमानो यज्ञभाजो देवांस तान् पुरुषावयेषु अभ्यध्यात्। सो वील रीड द वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। संप्रचरत्सु व्हेन beginning to perform, nana yageshu various kinds of sacrifice, virachita anga kriyeshu in which the supplementary rites were performed, apurvam remote, yet whatever, tat that क्रियाफलम द रिजल्ट ऑफ सच सैक्रिफाइस धर्माख्यम बाय द नेम ऑफ रिलिजन परे अन टू द ट्रांसेंडेंस ब्रह्मणि द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड यज्ञ पुरुषे द एंजॉयर ऑफ ऑल सैक्रिफाइसेस सर्वदेवता लिंगानाम विच मैनिफेस्ट ऑल द डेमिगॉड्स मंत्राणाम ऑफ द वेदिक हिम्स अर्थ नियामकतया ड्यू टू बीइंग द कंट्रोलर ऑफ द ऑब्जेक्ट्स साक्षात कर्तरी डायरेक्टली द परफॉर्मर परदेवतायाम द ओरिजिन ऑफ ऑल डेमिगॉड्स भगवती द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड वासुदेवे अंटू कृष्ण एव सर्टनली भाव्यमानः ऑलवेज थिंकिंग ఆత్మనైపుణ్య మృదిత కషాయ, ఫ్రీడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ లస్ట్ అండ్ యాంగర్ బై హిస్ ఎక్స్పర్టీస్ ఇన్ సచ్ థింకింగ్. హవిషు ద ఇంగ్రీడియంట్స్ టు బి ఆఫర్డ్ ఇన్ ద సక్రిఫైస్. అదవర్ యు భి వెన్ ద ప్రీస్ట్స్ ఎక్స్పర్ట్ ఇన్ ద సక్రిఫైజెస్ మెన్షన్డ్ ఇన్ ద అథర్వ వేద. గ్రహ్యమానేషు టేకింగ్ సహ మహారాజ్ భరత్, యజమాన ద సక్రిఫైజర్, యజ్ఞభాజ ద రెసిపియంట్స్ ఆఫ్ ద రిజల్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ సక్రిఫైజ్, దేవాన్ ఆల్ ద డెమిగాడ్స్ తాన్ దెమ్, పురుష అవయవేషు యాజ్ డిఫరెంట్ పార్ట్స్ అండ్ లిమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్. గోవింద అభ్యధ్యాయత్ హీ థాట్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పర్డ్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ లైసి భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి ప్రభుపాద్ కీ జై. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. After performing the preliminaries of various sacrifices, Maharaj Bharat offered the results in the name of religion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev. In other words, he performed all the yajñas for the satisfaction of Lord Vasudev, Krishna. Maharaj Bharat thought that since the demigods were different parts of Vasudev's body, he controls those who are explained in the Vedic mantras. By thinking in this way, Maharaj Bharat was freed from all material contamination such as attachment, lust and greed. When the priests were about to offer the sacrificial ingredients into the fire, Maharaj Bharat expertly understood how the offering made to the different demigods was simply an offering to the different limbs of the Lord. For instance, Indra is the arm of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and Surya, the sun, is his eye. Thus, Maharaj Bharat considered that the oblations offered to different demigods were actually offered unto the different limbs of Lord Vasudev. Purport. It's a long purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead says that as long as one does not develop the pure devotional service of Shravanam, Kirtanam, hearing and chanting, one must carry out his prescribed duties. Since Bharat Maharaj was a great devotee, one may ask why he performed so many sacrifices that are actually meant for Karmis. The fact is that he was simply following the orders of Vasudev. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. Whatever we do, we should always constantly remember Vasudev. People are generally addicted to offering obeisances to various demigods, but Bharat Maharaj simply wanted to please Lord Vasudev, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram. Bhagavad-gita 5.29. A yagya may be carried out to satisfy a particular demigod, but when the yagya is offered to the yagya purush, Narayan, the demigods are satisfied. The purpose of performing different yagyas is to satisfy the Supreme Lord. One may perform them in the name of different demigods or directly. If we directly offer oblations to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the demigods are automatically satisfied. If you water the root of a tree, the branches, twigs, fruits and flowers are automatically satisfied. When one offers sacrifices to different demigods, one should remember that the demigods are simply parts of the body of the Supreme. If we worship the hand of a person, we intend to satisfy the person himself. If we massage a person's legs, we do not really serve the legs, but the person who possesses the legs. All the demigods are different parts of the Lord And if we offer service to them, we actually serve the Lord Himself. Demigod worship is mentioned in Brahma Samhita, but actually the shlokas advocate worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda. For instance, worship of the goddess Durga is mentioned this way in Brahma Samhita 544. Srishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti reka chaye vayasya bhuvanani vibharti Durga ichchanurupam api yasya cha cheshtate sa govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. Following the orders of Shri Krishna, the goddess Durga creates, maintains and annihilates. Shri Krishna also confirms this statement in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Dhyakshena Prakriti Suyate Sa Characharam. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and unmoving beings. Bhagavad Gita 9.10. We should worship the demigods in that spirit. Because the goddess Durga satisfies Krishna, we should therefore offer respects to goddess Durga. Because Lord Shiva is nothing but Krishna's functional body, we should therefore offer respects to Lord Shiva. Similarly, we should offer respects to Brahma, Agni and Surya. There are many offerings to different demigods and one should always remember that these offerings are usually meant to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bharat Maharaj did not aspire to receive some benediction from demigods. His aim was to please the Supreme Lord. In the Mahabharat, among the thousand names of Vishnu, it is said, Yagya Bhog, Yagya Krid Yagya. The enjoyer of Yagya, the performer of Yagya and Yagya itself are the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is the performer of everything, but out of ignorance, the living entity thinks that he is the actor. As long as we think we are the actors, we bring about karma bandhana. If we act for yagya for Krishna, there is no karma bandha. Yagya althat karmano anyatra loko yam karma bandhana. Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise, work binds one to this material world. Bhagavad Gita 3.9. Following the instruction of Bharat Maharaj, we should act not for our personal satisfaction, but for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita 17.28, it is also stated, Ashradhaya hutam dattam tapastaptam kritam chayat asaditi uchyate paltha nachatat pretyano iha. Sacrifices, austerities and charities performed without faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead are non-permanent. Regardless of whatever rituals are performed, they are called asat, non-permanent. They are therefore useless, both in this life and the next. Kings like Maharaj Ambarish and many other Rajarshis who are pure devotees of the Lord simply pass their time in the service of the Supreme Lord. When a pure devotee executes some service through the agency of another person, he should not be criticized. For his activities are meant for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. A devotee may have a priest perform some karma kanda and the priest may not be a pure Vaishnava. But because the devotee wants to please the Supreme Lord, he should not be criticized. The word apurva is very significant. The resultant actions of karma are called apurva. When we act piously or impiously, immediate results do not ensue. We therefore wait for the results which are called apurva. The results are manifest in the future. Even the smarthas accept this apurva. Pure devotees simply act for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the results of their activities are spiritual or permanent. They are not like those of the karmis which are non-permanent. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4.23. Gatasangasya muktasya jnanavasthita chetasa yagyayacharatah karma samagram praviliyate. The work of a man who is unattached to the modes of material nature and who is fully situated in transcendental knowledge merges entirely into transcendence. A devotee is always free from material contamination. He is fully situated in knowledge and therefore His sacrifices are intended for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitanscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyay Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Seeking blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas, especially our Shiksha Guru Varga, Anandan Prabhu, Adikesha Prabhu, from whom we, and Prem Lila Mataji, from whom we have learning how to practice this spiritual life, Krishna consciousness, and all the other Vaishnavas, my obeisance is at your lotus feet, so that I can speak something for the glorification of Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Bihari, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada, and this wonderful parampara. So this is a beautiful verse, beautiful section of the Bhagavatam. Where, how Bharat Maharaj ruled the planet. The Bharat Varsha is named after Bharat Maharaj. The Bharat Khanda, Bharat Varsha. So how Bharat Maharaj ruled the Bharat Varsha, that is being mentioned here, and especially his activities, his spiritual activities of conducting yajnas are being described here. So there are so many themes in this particular verse. So I thought I'll just focus on the word yajna and see how we can understand the meaning and the mood of what this principle of yajna, what it represents. The word yajna, how do we translate it in English? As sacrifice. The word sacrifice, it causes a chill to run down the spine. Means I have to give something which is dear for me. Sacrifice something. It's not easy to sacrifice something which is dear for us. And what do we sacrifice? Sacrifice something that is prayers to get something which is shreyas. Sacrifice something which we want now, which our senses want now, to get something which we need forever. To sacrifice something which we want now to get something which we want the most. And what does the soul want the most? Or the only need of the soul is, Prabhupada writes in a purport, the Govinda necessity. all other necessities of eating, sleeping, mating, defending, society, friendship, love, so on and so forth, they are what the mind and senses want, demand. But what the soul really needs is Govinda, the Govinda necessity. So what the principle of sacrifice is to give up what the senses want now, demand now, to attain what the soul needs forever. And there was an interesting experiment done called the marshmallow experiment. It's a kind of a sweet, non-vegetarian sweet. I won't go into that. But they did it, this experiment in the West, where they got some, you know, 5-6-year-old kids, and then they put them in a room, you know, one child in a room, and then they said to the child, I am giving you this marshmallow sweet, you know, you can replace it with sandesh, that the child is being given a sandesh, and the child was told that I am coming back in 15 minutes, if for the next 15 minutes you abstain from eating this sandesh, I'll give you another sandesh. So the children were left. Now 5-6-year-old kids, they don't have much of you know, discrimination or determination or restraint. They just act by the impulses. So and they had put CCTV camera in the room to see what the child goes through. So for some children, they just waited for the instructor to disappear. As soon as the instructor went from the room, immediately gobbled it, you know, on the spot. They didn't even think about it. Ki kaun rukega 15 minute? Kisne dekha 15 minute? So immediately, what I want now must happen now. Some other kids, they felt like the prospect is good. I'll get something after 15 minutes. So let me try. Try karne mein kya jata hai? Let me try. So they tried. But after 2 minutes, 5 minutes, because they were alone in the room with the object of gratification, with no one else to watch, apparently. So they could not resist. And after 5 minutes, they were like tying their hands behind, and then somehow they could not. And then in a frenzy, they took up the sweet and ate it. But some kids, they were able to restrain for 15 minutes. And the experiment was interesting of how children behaved in those 15 minutes. But what happened after 15 years was even more noteworthy. Because these kids who were able to restrain that, you know, sweet for 15 minutes, they got the highest grades in their SAT exams and other examinations for which they appeared. They ended up being the toppers of their academics. And they ended up being the CEOs of companies 30 years down the line. Whereas the others who could not resist, they lived a monotonous, mediocre life. Right? So even to be successful materially, one has to resist and sacrifice what I want now to get what I want the most. So that's the principle of sacrifice, which works in any field, material or spiritual. And Prabhuji is sitting, so I'm inspired. You know, we people invest some money. They keep their savings. They could spend. The urge to spend it now is there. You know, Amazon, Flipkart, this, that, all the deals are there. But they resist to save the money. Why? So that they get a greater amount in future. Right? So, yes, Prabhuji. So they sacrifice that enjoyment now to get something in future. Another, like we discussed yajna as sacrifice, the word yajna comes from the dhatu yaja. And yaja means worship. Even in the context of worship, worship means that you offer the best quality thing, the best thing which is dear to you, to the deity who is most dear to you for a higher purpose, right? So, the principle of yajna, even as worship, means that, you know, Saraswati Thakur's pastime is there. As a small child, he ate the mango. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, no, this mango was meant for Vishnu, Why, how could you eat it? And Saraswati Thakur, in repentance, he did not eat mango for the rest of his life. We can imagine now in the mango season how difficult it would be. But he used to say, I am an offender of mango. So the purpose, the meaning of worship is to offer which we would like to have for our enjoyment. We offer it knowing that I am not the enjoyer. The enjoyer is Vishnu or the Supreme Lord. And I can be a secondary enjoyer in terms of receiving the prasad. And yajna also means that I am not also the controller. Because for my necessities, I offer the yajna to the Supreme Lord, to the devatas, and they fulfill my necessities in terms of providing rains, in terms of giving grains. So yajna basically does two things to our consciousness. It tells us you are not the enjoyer and you are not the controller. Bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhridam sarvabhutanam gyatvamam shantimrichati. The cause, the reason for all the disturbance of the mind, ashanti, is that we consider I am the enjoyer and I am the controller. Ishwaroham aham bhogi siddhoham bhalavan sukhi. Now this consciousness of Ishwaroham aham bhogi is completely converse to the consciousness of yajna. Because yajna, one accepts that I am not the enjoyer, I am not the controller. Krishna is the enjoyer, Krishna is the controller. And let me offer everything to Krishna. So this is the principle of yajna. So, and basically what yajna does is to train our mind and consciousness. Idam Krishna, idam na mama. In the morning we have the yajna going on here. Again and again that oblation is made. The ghee is put in the fire. The oblations are given in the fire. Idam Krishna, idam na mama. Idam Achyuta, idam na mama. So, this is for Krishna, this is not for me, this is for Achyuta, this is not for me, this is for Vasudev, this is not for me, this is for Janardana, this is not for me. And again, the, wiring is being changed. You know, we are being, basically we are telling ourselves, I am not the enjoyer, I am not the controller. I am not the enjoyer, I am not the controller. Krishna is the enjoyer, Krishna is the controller. Krishna is the enjoyer, Krishna is the controller. So, yajna is a ritual which helps us. When we understand the spirit of the ritual, it helps us attain spiritual consciousness. So, children, when they are taught to count, there is this abacus with colored beads. Three green beads, two blue beads, one pink bead. So, when they pull those beads, they learn counting, right? That abacus is a framework and instrument for the child to learn how to count. But the purpose of the abacus is not that the child just keeps playing with that abacus. Ki achha game hai ye. No, the spirit is to learn the art of counting. So similarly, yajna may be done mechanically. Like the yajnik brahmanas in the 10th canto, 23rd chapter of the Bhagavatam, they were doing the yajna just mechanically. Jaise bachche wo abacus se khelte rahenge lekin counting nahi seekhenge, to kya fayda? So they were just doing this yajna, but they were not really understanding what is the meaning and purpose of that yajna. The Bhagavatam beautifully mentions this deshakala prithak dravya mantra tantra ritvajo agnaya devata yajmanascha kritur dharmascha yanmaya tam brahma paramam sakshat bhagavantam adhokshajam manushya drishtya dushpuram maltyanmano namenire. It says that these yajnik brahmanas they were considering themselves to be very qualified, learned and scholarly. But they were childlike. Balisha vriddha manina. Balisha, they were childlike. Wo abacus se khel rahe the. But not understanding the spirit of this entire sacrifice is, this is for Krishna, this is not for me. This is for Krishna, this is not for me. And when Krishna comes, this is for me, this is not for Krishna. The spirit was not understood and just the ritual was performed, right? So as sadhakas, we may end up in the spirit, in the ritual, but not in the spirit. We may be pulling down the beads one after another, like the child who is pulling the abacus beads, but not really understanding the counting. So we may be pulling down the beads, 1 round, 2 round, 3 round, 4 round, 16 rounds. I am the enjoyer. I have completed. I am the controller. But not really being in the spirit of Krishna is the enjoyer. I am chanting for the pleasure of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Right? So, the spirit is very important when we talk of yajna. And so yajna is not just a ritual, it is a way of life. It should percolate in everything that we do. And as in this purport it is said, yajna bhog, yajna krid yajna. Krishna is the enjoyer and Krishna is the performer of yajna. Even I on my own don't have the strength to do this yajna. So that's the spirit. And the scriptures teach us how we see everything that is going on around us with the eye, with the vision of yajna. Like in the fourth chapter of Gita, Krishna says the universe is working. The design of the universe is based on the principle of yajna. How? Sahayagya praja shrishtva puro vacha prajapati anena prasavisyadhyam eshavo astu ishtakamadhuk. That in the beginning of the creation I created yajna. Then I sent forth the living entities and the devatas. The living entities and devatas, they work in a synergistic system where the living entities offer yajna in gratitude to the devatas, and the devatas, being pleased, they offer all the necessities. And thus, there is synergy. So the universe operates on the principle of yajna, as per the design of the Lord. So we may have separate understanding of how economy works. As per the MBAs and the CAs, there may be a different understanding of how you know, the universe works and how the market works. But in terms of the spiritual understanding, in terms of the Bhagavad Gita, Gita says demand and supply is not by market forces. Demand and supply runs by yajna. When you supply sacrifices, yajna, to the Supreme Lord and to the devatas, the supply automatically comes. So when you supply, then supply comes. Not when you demand, that supply comes. So the principle of yajna is you know, prevalent even in the way the universe has been designed by the Lord. Devan bhavayata anena te deva bhavayantuna. When we satisfy the devatas and the Supreme Lord, then we automatically get satisfied and fulfilled. Okay, and then Krishna in the, this was the third chapter. In the fourth chapter, Krishna speaks of how everything can be considered as a yajna. There are some yogis who offer their prana into apan and apan into prana. The Purak and the Rechak and the Kumbhak. So basically, in yajna there is an oblation and offering which is being made into a fire. So when we are taking the breath in, so the inward going breath is called apan. So now we are just taking a deep breath. We can all experience. Now, what are you sacrificing? When we are taking the deep breath in, we are sacrificing the outgoing breath in the incoming breath. We are not allowing, we are not allowing the outgoing breath to go out. We are sacrificing that outgoing breath in the incoming breath. That is called Purak. And the reverse is called Rechak, where the incoming breath is sacrificed in the outgoing. When we just exhale continuously, as much as possible, without taking breath in. So basically we are sacrificing the incoming breath in the fire of the outgoing breath. So basically Krishna is saying everything, even your breathing can be seen as a yajna. Brahmarpanam Brahmahavi. So in that verse Krishna says that everything with a spiritual vision, you can see everything happening around you as a yajna, as an offering to the Supreme Lord. Right? And even the nature that we see, the clouds, the rainy season is going to come. The cloud, they sacrifice their entire existence. The cloud, they shower, you know, profuse rains. Basically, what they do is they sacrifice their own selves to give rains. And what do those rains do? They create rivers. Rivers go into the ocean. And again, the ocean gives, does the sacrifice of creating clouds. Right? So the sacrifice, the cycle of sacrifice is the clouds, they sacrifice themselves to give rains to the living entities. And then those rains produce rivers. Rivers come to the ocean. And the ocean, being pleased, again produce the clouds. So, one can never be a loser in this cycle of sacrifice. If one offers sacrifice, so the marshmallow experiment, the children who thought, if I eat it now, I will enjoy, they were the ones who suffered. Not the ones who delayed, or not the ones who did the sacrifice. They were the ones who were winners. Right? So, no one can be a loser when one lives one's life based on the principle of yajna. So that is, even from the clouds we can learn, even from the trees we can learn. The trees, they offer themselves in the fire of the sun, in the heat of the sun, and they give shade, they give fruits. They take in all the adverse climatic conditions, and they, what they give us is, we can see beautiful fernas, mango, and different types of trees here in the eco village. But it's not easy for the trees. You know, we have to put a hat or go in the buggy, but they are out there standing in the heat. But then what they are giving is, they are doing sacrifice. But when they do that sacrifice of giving the fruits, the seed again goes into the ground and it again produces the tree. Right? So the tree is never a loser in its endeavor for sacrificing itself in the sun. Does it make sense? Is it making sense how the trees are giving, sacrificing themselves, but then they are flourishing by that sacrifice? You see more mango trees coming up because they are offering the fruits with the seed, right? And Krishna says, one should live one's life in this mood of the trees. Etava janma safalyam dehinam iha dehishu praner arther dhya vacha shreya acharanam sada. That one should offer one's prana, artha, dhya, one's life here, one's hard work, one's wealth, one's intelligence, one's words, everything in sacrifice for worship of the Supreme and benefit of all living entities, for yajna and for jivadaya. When one does that, one is never a loser. So we see that yajna is all pervading. And if we live our life based on the principle of yajna, we will never be a loser. And Krishna says, what are the benefits of yajna? So, in this material world, every action is binding. One gets bound by papa or punya. Both papa and punya bind one. The papa binds one to hellish life and the punya binds one to heavenly life. But both of these papa and punya, they don't belong to the soul. So they just have to be, washed off. They just have to be drained off the soul. So if when one goes to the hellish life, hellish planets, what one does is basically to rinse out all the sinful reactions. Quickly ho jayega hellish planet mein, wo quick spin hota hai na. Jaldi spin karke uska mel uska nahi to in the on the earth one will have to suffer so many, you know, thousands of years, but wo quick spin mein usko wo fatafat uska sub sinful reactions nikal denge. Similarly, heavenly planets are also like that. Oh, you have accrued pious credits, no worry, quick spin mein usko bhi nikal dete. Heavens mein, you know, you go and enjoy, but that is not good. That is, but because that doesn't belong to the soul, the soul cannot hold so much. So it has to just be, you know, washed off quickly. Heaven mein jao, enjoy karke aao. The real game is here in this, on the planet Earth, where one can perform yajna for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. Yajna arthat karmano anyatra lokoyam karma bandhanat tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sanga samachara. Krishna said, therefore, whatever actions you do it for the purpose of yajna. Do it for the purpose of pleasing the Supreme Lord. Yajna Vai Vishnu. The purpose of Yajna is to please the Supreme Lord. And all activities should be done as a Yajna, as a sacrifice for the Supreme. Otherwise, Yajna Shishta Sina Santo Muchyante Sarvakil Vishai Bhunjante Tu Agham Papam Ye Pachanti Atma Karana. If one performs Yajna, it acts like a PPE kit. COVID has gone, but you know, still we remember that PPE kit. People, the doctors and nurses, they would wear this PPE kit by which they won't be infected by the COVID infection. So similarly, all around us, there is so much karmic infection in whatever activity we do. There are different types of sins. There's different types of violence which is involved, the five types of violence in the household which are involved by the fire and water and so forth. So one is karmically implicated in whatever one does, but when one wears the PPE kit of Yajna, then the karma doesn't touch the soul. Otherwise, without that, when we enter into this material karmic activity, then what happens? We verily eat sin, as Krishna says. Bhunjante tetu agham papam. Our existence becomes sinful because every activity is then contaminated by sin. And Yajna is one, it keeps us disinfected. Another thing is, Yajna is a beautiful bridge which helps us cross over this material world. There are two banks, the bank of karma and the bank of jnana. Those who are on the bank of karma, for them the goal of life is fruitive reactions of their actions. If I do this, I'll get this. If I do this, that, I'll get that. I do this Jyotishthoma Yajna, Agnishthoma Yajna. Even though Yajna, one may perform with this fruitive mentality. That if I study so well, I'll get a seat in this top-notch college, then I will get so much package. So every activity is driven by the fruitive mentality. So without fruitive mentality, without any fruits, no one would do any action. Kisi ko bola jaye, you prepare for the NEET exam, for the JE exam, and then what? Then you will, there are 5 lakh students participating, you will get first rank. Then what? Nahin, achha lagega. You get a good rank, you will feel good. No, but means, will I get some good college? No. It is just for entertainment. So who will get motivation to study? If one is just getting a rank and no, you know, fruits after that. So whatever activity we do in this world, it is the motivation fuel is the fruitive reactions. So that is the bank of karma. But when one gets frustrated by the bank of karma, one goes to the opposite bank of jnana, where everything is, you know, I give up all fruits and I give up all actions. I go into the cave and switch off, hibernate. But after that hibernation mode, one again feels, you know, frustrated. There is no rasa. Then again, bhoga, tyaga, bhoga, tyaga. But these two banks never come together unless there is this bridge of Yajna. Yajna brings in, based on the level of one's consciousness, it gives the knowledge to perform an action which will help one upgrade to the next level of consciousness. So it integrates both karma and jnana. So Yajna has rituals, but Yajna also has knowledge. Idam cha Krishna, idam na mama. I am doing this ritual, I am doing this activity. I may get some fruits, I may get some enjoyment, but ultimately I am a secondary enjoyer, I am not the primary enjoyer. So with this understanding and consciousness, when one performs the Yajna, one, at the level at which one is, one can perform actions, because we cannot, as living entities, we cannot be inactive. We have to be doing actions, but then that action is as per the level of our consciousness and which will gradually help us uplift to the higher level of knowledge and consciousness. So, therefore, Yajna is the bridge. And Krishna says that Shreyan Dravyamaya Yajna Jnana Yajna Parantapa. That there are two types of yajnas. Krishna says the dravyamaya yajna, in which the ritual is there, and the jnana component of yajna is both there. So Krishna is saying both these are important, the ritual and the spirit of the ritual, the ritual and the knowledge behind that ritual. So yajna brings in knowledge and ritual together to make our life spiritual. So annad bhavanti bhutani parjanyad anna sambhavat, and yajna bhavati parjanyo yajna karma samudbhava. We get the grains, the fruits that we want from yajna, from the rains, and rains come from yajna. And where does yajna come from? Yajna comes from karma, and karma comes from brahmodbhavam viddhi. Karma comes from knowledge of the scriptures, what activities are prescribed and what activities are prohibited. So therefore it brings knowledge and action together. So now this is the benefits of yajna. It keeps us disinfected, and then it helps us live a life by which we can, you know, live in this world and also leave the world. Live in this world responsibly and leave the world happily. So this is what yajna does to us. Now, let us see. Now, if we go deeper into what this yajna is all about, yajna has these six components. One is the yajman, or the sponsor of the yajna, one who is, you know, on his whose behalf, who has initiated the yajna. Jo yajman hai, wohi yajna karvate hain. And then they call a priest, a brahmana, for performing the yajna, who is erudite in the knowledge of yajna. And then there is the medium of offering that sacrifice, that is the agni. Like there is, we see everything that we do can be a yajna, but just taking the, you know, picturization that yajna is has agni, the homa. Then there is mantra chanting. The priest, they chant mantra, and then the ahuti or offering is given of ghee. And the devata, the Supreme Lord, all the devatas are the benefactors of that yajna. So these six things, these are six principles which constitute what we call a yajna. And depending on, you know, what is the nature and quality of these six ingredients, the yajna is differently, you know, kind of leveled. It has a different hierarchy. So if the deity is, the deity can be Vishnu, or the deity can be the devatas. If the deity is here Bharat Maharaj, it appears that his deity is the devatas. His priests are offering oblations to Indra, to Surya. But in his mind, he's seeing these are the limbs. He's having a bird's eye view. He's not, you know, kind of at the ground level. He's seeing the bird's eye view. So the deity has to be Vishnu in the yajna. And the purpose of the yajna can be to go to heavens, but no, the scriptures they tell us that the purpose of all our activities should be savai punsam paro dharmo yato bhakti adhokshaje ahaituki avyahita he atma supasiditi. The purpose of all our dharmas and activities should be to please the Supreme Lord. And then the offering, the third thing is the oblation, should be pure. You know, offering should not be impure, like you know, someone says that I have got some wealth, so I've got a gold coin, I will toss the gold coin. Oh Lord, if it belongs to you, take it. If it belongs to me, it will come to in my hands. So you know, you can't be a businessman with Krishna. So the offering should be pure. For example, Raghav Pandit, when the coconut just touched the wall of the entrance door, he said the coconuts are not pure now. You know, let me go back and get the purest ingredient to offer to the Lord. And the chanting is also important. You know, when the Tvashta was offering oblations to create a demon who will kill Indra, he chanted Indra Shatroho. So he chanted it long. And because of that, you know, Indra Shatru be killed. The meaning of that long became the enemy of Indra be killed. Whereas he should have chanted it short, Indra Shatru. And that meant that Indra Shatru should be produced, someone who will kill Indra. So the mantra chanting has also to be pure. And the priest should also be pure. For Bali Maharaj, the priest was Shukracharya, who was having impure motivations, but the priest should also be pure. And then Yajaman, the person who is performing the yajna, he or she should also be pure. We have this incident of Diti. She was doing this, Pumsavana sacrifice to produce a son who will kill Indra. And in the night, without washing her hands and mouth, she slept. And because she was impure, her sacrifice was null and void. So therefore, the Yajaman should also maintain high standards of purity. So all of these six things should be pure. But the Bhagavatam, it tells us how we can rise from whichever level we are at. But currently, what we see in this material world is opposite of yajna. What the scriptures are inspiring us to do is to sacrifice, to do yajna. But what the material world is continuously bombarding us is to do bhoga, to become a bhogi, not a yogi, right? So what is that all about being a consumer or a customer? Jo kasht kar kar ke mare wo customer. So the material world is trying to make us do the yajna, the reverse yajna, the bhoga yajna, where we feel that I am enjoying, I am the bhokta, I am the main deity here, and all of these companies, products, they are here for my enjoyment. But actually it is the other way around. I am the oblation which is being offered in the fire of sense gratification. And who are the priests in that yajna? The priests are all of these celebrities and models and cricketers and sports stars who are telling us this is how you should offer yourself in the fire of sense gratification, like us, like we are doing. And who is the benefactor or the deity? All of these companies, corporates, big business houses producing so much consumeristic products to completely suck our consciousness in materialism. So while the scriptures talk about pure purpose of yajna, the deity of the Supreme Lord, the offering should be pure, the medium should be pure, the chanting should be pure, the priest should be pure, the performer should be pure, but in this material world it's completely reversed, right? But the hope is there for us, because the process of Krishna consciousness has been given to us. There are stories of rags to riches, right? Rags to riches. So the scriptures tell us the stories of rogues to riches. People who were rogues, they became spiritually rich by even a semblance of yajna. There's a story of a person who was who would visit a prostitute, and he was a very sensual person. So once he was going to the prostitute, and he would take a rose for the prostitute. And while he was coming, a crow came upon and pounced on the rose, and the rose fell off into the gutter, and he said, Krishna arpanamastu, may that rose be offered to Krishna. Anyways, now it is not with me, so let it be offered to Krishna. And he went ahead and enjoyed, and then at the time of death, the Yamdutas came and took him out of his body. And then he was taken to Yamraj, and Yamraj said, you have one moment in heaven, not even in heaven, outside the heaven, outside the boundary of Nandanakanan Gardens. And you have 1 billion years in hell. So what do you want to take first? He was scratching his head. What did I do to get even a moment in heaven? I consciously tried all sinful activities. Mere hath se aisa kya ho gaya? So then he was reminded, you offered that rose, Krishna arpanam astu, which had fallen in the gutter. So he said, okay, so looks like that is something which I need to do. So then he was given one moment in heaven. So he was outside the heaven, outside the precincts. He immediately went and he saw the guard. He took his sword, snatched his sword and cut all the flowers. Krishna arpanam astu, Narayana arpanam astu, Achyutaya arpanam astu. And he offered all the flowers which were there to the Lord, and in the self same body he went to Vaikuntha. So there is hope. While we are in this consumeristic world, which is teaching us how to consume and be consumed by the fire of sense gratification, even as Neha Bhikramana Ashosti, these small acts of devotional service can be taking us back home, back to Godhead. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to actually give us this highest benefit. Actually, the jiva is supposed to sacrifice for the pleasure of the Lord, but here the Lord has taken the position of sacrificing for the benefit of the living entities. Tyaktva sudhischajam idam surep sitaraja lakshmim dharmisht arya vachasam yadagadaranyam maya mrigam daitaip sitanvadhavat vande mahapurushate charanaravindam. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took sannyas, he gave up the most loving Sachi Mata and Vishnu Priya Devi and all of his loving associates. He gave up his beautiful curly locks of hairs. He did the sacrifice, what the living entity is supposed to do. For what? Maya Brigham, to catch the living entity. For, bring them to the lotus feet of the Lord. So, that is our hope, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come and given us this Sankirtan Yajna, in which he himself is participating. Mm-hmm. Raising both of his arms, like a yajna has fire. So the Sankirtan Yajna, this raising of arms is the fire, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is participating in this yajna to attract all the living entities to come and take part in this topmost yajna. And Japa Yajna, Krishna talks the highest form of, in amongst yajna, I am the Japa Yajna. So what is this? How is this Japa Yajna, Japa a yajna? So Sudama Prabhu gives a beautiful analogy. I'll end with this, that generally in yajna we discuss there has to be a fire, there has to be a yajna kund, there has to be oblation, there has to be the spoon which offers the yajna. So how does Japa Yajna doesn't look like a yajna, but actually it does. In yajna you have a ladle or a spoon from which you pick up the oblation and put it in the fire. So our tongue is, its shape is like a ladle or a spoon. And what does it pick up? It picks up the ghee of Harinam, the pure ghee of Harinam. And then it has to be offered in the Yajna Kund. Now the ear, the Yajna Kund has these three levels, layers one above another. So the ear is also shaped like a Yajna Kund. The shape of the yajna is, of the ear is like a yajna kund. And so the pure Harinam has to be put from the ladle of the tongue into the ear, the yajna kund of the ear. And if the brahmana, the priest is inattentive, and he's offering the ghee outside the yajna kund, matlab the yajna kund is here and he's looking at the phone and talking to this person, that person, and the ghee is going all over the place except the yajna kund, then weeds will come out, the fire will not come out. So the priest has to be attentive while doing this japa yajna, and then the ghee has to be pure. So we should chant purely. Sudama Prabhu tells, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The pronunciation should be pure, not the fast train. Hare Krishna, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So it should be a pure chanting. Every syllable should be heard properly. It should go in the Yajna Kund. And then, where's the fire in which we are offering this Harinam? The fire is our consciousness, is our attentive consciousness, which is taking in this ghee of Harinam. And when the ghee is offered into the fire increases. So similarly, when we are attentive and receive Harinam, we become more and more Krishna conscious. So basically, if we are conscious while chanting, we will become Krishna conscious. Our fire will increase. And ultimately, who is the ultimate, whom are we trying to please by this yajna? The Supreme Lord who is sitting in the heart, who is there on the altar, Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And by this Japa Yajna, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us, we can perfect our life and live our life based on this principle of Yajna. Every breath we take, every step that we take, as Ambarish Maharaj has shown, every activity can be seen as a Yajna to the Supreme Lord. As Bharat Maharaj is showing, every activity can be performed with the software of Yajna. That this is for the pleasure of Krishna. So thank you all very much. We are gone over time. So thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Grantharashimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari.